Son to the guys. Okay, fine. So the Gemara had said that right, previously the Gemara had dealt with the difference between the or similarity and difference between the Kohen Gadol who became a Kohen Gadol through Mashiach, and the Kohen Gadol became a Kohen Gadol only through wearing the clothing. Basically, by working, he becomes the Kohen Gadol. But now the Gemara wants to contrast this with the Kohen Mishuach Molchama, where the Gemara says he's not really a Kohen Gadol except for five things that are unique to the Kohen Gadol in terms of mourning, in terms of who he can marry, etc. So the Gemara says, Chutz mechamishat dvar mamurim beparasha. So the Kohen Mashiach Molchama is not a Kohen Gadol except for these five things. I mean, not immediately. How do we know? Dizan Rabbanan. Va Kohen HaGadol Meichav, ze Kohen Gadol. When you say the Kohen Gadol, that means, well, the Kohen Gadol. Asher Yitzhak HaRosho, Shana Meshchas, ze Mashiach Molchama. When you then have the second phrase, so then you have the that who had oil poured in his head. We say that's even the one who's appointed for war, because he is Nimshach for a very particular purpose, but he is Nimshach. The one who wears the clothes, well, that's obviously the one who only becomes Kohen Gadol through wearing the clothes. And for all of them, whatever type of Kohen Gadol you are, Rosha lo yifro, figadav lo yifrom, the Isurim of Avilud, of tearing his clothes, and becoming tameh to any soul. Yachal you kol on makrivim onim. So then you might have thought that all of them can even serve in the Beit HaMikdash with their own aid. Talmud lomar, ki nezer shemen mishchad el havalav. So no, when it says that he can work in the Beit HaMikdash when he's in this status, that's ki nezer shemen mishchad el havalav, alav elol chaviro, that he has the crown of the oil, essentially. So once you say, well, the Kohen Gadol, who is Nimshach, is different from the others, so you might have thought that the rest of the Kohanim Gadolim don't have the limitations who they can marry, Talmud Lomar Fihu, which excludes even the Kohen Mishuach Molchama for that. And Kitanoi, and the Gemara says, this is parallel to the following Machloket Tanoim. Vuhu Isha Biftula Yikach, he shall take a woman who is a virgin. After it distinguished it, it then included, that's Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiv Omer, Ein li ela she'avar machmat kiryo, machmat mumin minayin. So I might have thought that this is only a Kohen Gadol who is temporarily not Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur because he saw a seminal emission. But machmat mumin minayin, how do we know that a Kohen Gadol who has to really step down because of a blemish? How do you know that he still has these statuses? Talmud Lomar vihu. According to this, there is no pasuk available to include the Kohen Gadol for the Kohen Mashiach Molchama to all the halacha, and therefore he's limited only to these. So, ba minei Rav Meir of Nachlan, Mashiach shenitzara mahu be'almana. The Kohen Gadol who has tzaraat, can he marry a widow? Midchadachi or miftar patar, is he, just temporarily disqualified, or as he lost his status? Lohavi biyade, he didn't know. Zimnin avayate Rabbi Papa v'kami bayle. So once Rabbi Papa was there, and he asked the same question. Amar lehuna b'reid Rav Nachman l'Rav Papa tanina ein li elisha avar machmat kiryo avar machmat mumin minayin tamalom v'hu kam. He said, he asked the same question. He says v'hu kam. Sorry, vihu, not vihu kam, vihu, which means that him too, meaning even the Kohen Gadol at a mum, and therefore can function, doesn't matter, as we've already seen over and over, he maintains his status, at least for certain things, that chalos still remains. Come nashke bireshe, he kissed him on his head, v'yav lebrate, and let him marry his daughter. Right? And this is something that the Gemara has in general, right? The people who appreciate Talmid Chachamim, so they want to marry into their families. And here, he wanted a Talmid Chacham marrying his family, even though he is a Talmid Chacham. Yes.
Okay, many questions about all of that. Number one, is the normal Kohen Gadol not Mashiach?
No, so you have the normal Kohen Gadol with Mashicha. Sometimes the normal Kohen Gadol doesn't have Mashicha, then he only has the Merubah Begadim once the Shemen HaMishcha was unavailable, right, which is what we discussed either yesterday or 2 days ago. And then there's the retired Kohen Gadol, and then there's below all of those, because those are the Kohen Gadolim, who at least were the full Kohen Gadol, there's the Kohen Mashuach Molchama, who has certain statuses like a Kohen Gadol, but not everything.
Next question. Okay, so a Kohen Gadol who has to go down because of Kerry.
Yes.
He comes back as Kohen Gadol.
Potentially, yeah. Right, but on Yom Kippur, you need a backup if he has Kerry.
So what do you do with the interim Kohen Gadol?
Well, that was what we discussed earlier. So for certain things, right, you have a machlokes, right? Are both of them able to be Ovid, or do you not allow the Kohen Gadol who's no longer a Kohen Gadol to do anything, because he can't be a Kohen Gadol, but he can't be a Kohen Hedjin anymore. That was a machloket earlier.
Right, it's Malin Makodesh.
Exactly.
And also, if you have a mum, then you have to go down because you have a mum. You have to.
Correct.
Would have to come back.
Right, unless it's a mum over, which in case potentially you could.
Okay.
So next Mishnah, Kohen Gadol par milamata. So even though we say that a Kohen Gadol can't tear like full kriya for avelos, he can. Like rip at the bottom of the hem of his clothing, because it's not noticeable. But I had you at milamala. But a regular person has to tear up on his shirt, either on the left or the right side. It depends on whether it's a parent or a different relative. Kohen Gadol makriv onein. The Kohen Gadol can even work in the Beit Hamikdash as an onein velo ochel, but he can't eat, as we know from Aaron. Right, that was what happened by Aaron. After his sons died, he continued to be Ovid, but he didn't eat it, and he got into this disagreement with Moshe, right? And then he eventually convinces Moshe. Now that's not next week, but the next parsha, Shmini. But a regular Kohen can't even bring, right? He doesn't work when he is an Onin. So the Gemara says, Amarav, Lemata Lemala Mamesh, Lemala Lemala Mamesh. The bottom means the bottom, the very bottom of the garment, and the top means the top. Shmuel Amar Lamata Lamata Mikami Safa. Shmuel says no, below just means below the neckline. Lamala Mikami Safa, and above means above the neckline, meaning from the neckline itself, like you tear. The Zeb and Zeb and Sarah, both of them have to be near the neck. So Meitve, the Gemara says, really? How could Shmuel say that? I'll call a Meitim Kulan Ratza Mavdil Kame Safa Shalom, Ratza Eno Mavdil Kame Safa Shalom. Al aviv al imo mavdil. So the Gemara says that for a regular avail, he doesn't have to if he doesn't want to rip the neckline. But for a parent, you have to, as I already said, right? The parent is more machmir. But kevin de ma'al ma'ave kera akari kan begadav lo yifra. From, he says, but if that means that with or without the neckline, a tear for Avelut is called a tear, then that should be limited for the Kohen Gadol because he's not allowed to tear. The whole point is maybe he's allowed to do some symbolic tear that isn't called tearing. So the Gemara says, you're right. That would be the implication there, except Shmuel Kav Yudas for your leg. Damar kol keresh eino mavdil safa shalo eino ela keresh el tiflos. Because Shmuel holds a Yehuda, and Yehuda says that if you don't tear the neckline when you do Kriya, it's just stupid. It doesn't count for anything. And therefore, it follows the same conceptual principle, which is that anything which it counts as a tear, the Kohen Gadol can do. Anything which doesn't count as a tear, then he can, because he's allowed to do some symbolic tear, but not an actual tear. So the Gemara says, "Me is later Rehuda kriya a Kohen Gadol." Does Rehuda hold that there's any tearing of a Kohen Gadol? But Tanya, the Brisa says, "Ilu nema rosh lo yifra uvegadav lo yifraom." If he had said he would never neither let his hair grow nor tear his clothes, Ayit Yomer Barosh Uveged Shel Sota Kadamidavar, I might have thought that means that he can't be involved in the Sota process where he has to loosen the woman's hair and tear her clothes. Talmud Lomar, et Roshol Lo Yifram, Vegadav Lo Yifram. No, it's his clothes that he can't tear. It's his hair that he can't let grow. Shein ubefriyo frima kol ikar de Yehuda doesn't tear at all. Rabbi Shmuel Omer in a form to derech ben adam formin eluhu milamata vehedyot milamata. And Rabbi Shmuel had said no, he just doesn't tear the way normal people do, but he can below. So the Gemara says no problem. Shmuel savar la kir Yehuda bechadu pala galay bechada. He holds with Rabbi Yehuda in terms of how Kriya is done, but he disagrees and thinks that a Kohen Gadol is allowed to do some sort of symbolic Kriya. Okay.
Specifically the neckline.
I mean, that's the most complete tear of the shirt, right? Because you're tearing near the heart, right?
Oh,
right, so you tear near the heart. The question is, can you start like right near the heart, like basically where the pocket is? Or do you have to tear from the neckline down towards the heart? That's what you're talking about. Right, if you ever see, right, that's where people tear, right? They tear, like that's why their shirt sort of hangs like at a... I mean, if you've ever been to like a shiva house and they're wearing the shiva and you see it up close, it's like torn. It like sort of hangs like a, you know, it's
right.
As if...
They tear from like the collar down.
Exactly. Right. Like down across the pocket area and it just sort of hangs there. Okay. So now...
Kriya, if you pull off the pocket.
So that's... The pocket is really sewed on, right? It needs to be the begad itself. Okay, so the next Mishnah. And here we get into some general principles until the basically end of the Masechta. Kol ha-tadir mechavero kodem et chavero. Anything which is more tadir, right? This is the sugya here in Zvachim. General rule, right? Kol ha-tadir v'enoshenu tadir tadir kodem. So anything which is more common comes before something else. We call mekudosh mechavero kodem et chavero. Anything that is holier comes first. So therefore, para mashiach or para ha'ida. Omdim para Mashiach, kodem paraida b'chom asav. So if you have the Kohen Gadols and the peoples, param davashol tzibor, so the Kohen Gadol goes first and then the people. So minanimili, how do you know that Tadir comes first? So Amar Abayi, Amar Pra, milvad olad haboker asher lo olad tamid. Because it says, in terms of the extra karbanot that are brought on Yom Tov, you bring these in addition to those which you already brought from the Tadir. So Michti, Ktiv Olara Boker, Olara Tamid Lamali. Why does it say the morning, the Tamid? Hachi Kama Rahmana. Called it Tadir Ekadma to say that whatever was more frequent came first. So you bring the Yom Tov ones after you already brought the common ones, i.e., the normal daily Karbanot. The Kolam Kudash Mechavero, Hu Kodem Ad Chavero. Anything that's holier comes first. Minalan, the Tanur Rabbi Shmuel, the Kiddushdo, the Chaldavar Shebik Dusha, the Tzach Rishon, the Varach Rishon, the Liktal Mana Yafeh Rishon. For a Kohen, you sanctify him for everything in Kiddusha, that he should bench first, to read in the Torah first. I did that out of order, but that's okay. And to take the first Chelek in general. Right now, there's a machlokes. We paskin that this halacha applies even nowadays. Rabbeinu Tam didn't think so. Rabbeinu Tam thought that there was an avoda, so these halacha didn't apply. And then you get into questions of mechila, right? And as we'll see, there's a machlokes whether we're going to see later. There's other precedences, right? Like in general, a kohen, a talmid chacham comes before a kohen, so the machlokes whether that applies to aliyot or not. We paskin that a Kohen always gets the first Aliyah because always, otherwise it'll cause a fight if you would defer to the Talmud Chacham because then you'd be arguing who's the bigger Talmud Chacham, blah, 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 blah. The Rambam wasn't so sure of this point. And he criticizes it in Perush Mishnayot. But we'll get to that. Or in general, the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen in general we think can be Mochel on this. Not the Aliyah. The Aliyah in general we paskin not because of the fighting, but if he doesn't want to bench, let's say, so he can give it to somebody else. What?
He can be mochel as kiddusha.
Right. And then, you know, you see it by other things, opening doors and stuff like that. Okay. So the Gemara...
Kadosh.
Kadosh. V'kidash to, because of the special halacha, they have to sanctify the Kohen. Okay.
If you have something that you do tadir, something that's more kadosh than that tadir thing, you do the kadosh and the tadir.
Oh, so when there's a stira between kadosh, that's a big sugya in zvachim.
Right.
Is when there's a machlo, when there's a stira, right, between kadosh and tadir. But we can't get into that now. But yeah, obviously that's the gemara. That's the next question you have to ask. I don't think it comes up here, but maybe it does. But I think the main sugya is in zvachim. Par koin mashiach u par ha'ida. Suminani mili. How do you know? To turn up on him. Sarafa toka share sarafet parishon. Matam alomarishon. She rishon kodem le para itabachom masav. Because you say that his carbon is rishon. What does rishon mean? Meaning he is always first. Which you also get on Yom Kippur, that that's a practical thing, right? Which is he needs to get kapara before he can be mechaper of other people. Tan Rabbanan, par kohen mashiach ufar eida omdim. If you have the par of the kohen gadol and the eida, par kohen mashiach kodem par eida b'chol masav ho mashiach mechaper ve'eid mitkaperin din hu shiag mechaper mitkaper. Right, and this is what I said. And this is the svara that we normally say by Yom Kippur. Because there he's actually going through the kapara process, but the Gemara basically uses the same logic here, which is the person who grants other people kapara, so he needs to get kapara first. And he said, and the Gemara explicitly says, right, this is what we learn from Yom Kippur, where that is the order, the Kohen Gadol, then the Kohanim, and then the Am in general. The regular par of the nation goes before the one of Avodah Zarah, my taima, haichatot v'hai, Ola, because one is a chatat and one is an ola. V'tanya v'ikriv et asher l'chatat rishona. The chatat comes first. Matan l'omer. Im l'lameid sh'tei chatat rishona harei kvar nembar. V'en asheni yaseh ola kamishpat. We already know that in this case, it's true. So ela zeh b'nei av. This is the rule in general. Shu kol chatat kodmot l'olot habayim imohen. That whenever you have a chatat and ola that come together, the chatat comes first. V'kaim l'm dafil chatat sa'ov. Kodemes laolas behema, and even ones, right, even if the chatas is a bird and the ola is an animal, where you might have thought that the animal is more important, still chatas comes first. Par avodah kolchavim kodem l'sa'ir avodah kolchavim. The par of idolatry comes before the goat, right? Because both of them come. Amai haychatas by ola again, because one's chatas and one is an ola. And ami b'marava mishmei d'rava barmari. Chatad avod kolchavim chasira aleph. The chatad of the Avodah Zarah is missing an aleph. Lichatet ksiv. So you read it as right that it's not a full chatas. Rav Amar kamishpat ksiv bei. It's written kamishpat, meaning that it must be in accordance with the order in the pasuk, the par, and then the seir. Sir avod kolchavim kodom l'seir. Nasi the kihilas. Sa'ir comes before that of the king. My time, I tzibur v'ayachid, because this is a tzibur and that's the yachid. Sa'ir nasir kodem v'sir sir at yachid, but the king goes before the regular person. Obviously, my time, I melech v'hedyot, because he's the king. Si'ir at yachid kodem v'kivsat yachid. A goat of an individual comes before a sheep. V'atanya, but isn't it taught that kivsat yachid kodem v'sir at yachid? Doesn't say sheep comes before a goat. So Rabbi Eitanahi, he writes machlokes mar savar siira adifa. One said the goat is better. Shekain yitraba eats avodah kochavim biyachid because it has the power. It's used to be mechaper for avodah zara by yachid. Umar savar kivsa adifa. And the other one says sheep go first. Shekain yitraba ba'alya because you also bring its tail, right? The tail fat, so it is a slightly more expansive karba. Because it's a choice thing. I don't know. Or you just bring more of it. Omer kodem lekeves abaimo. The carbon omer, meaning the grain part of it, comes before the sheep part of it. Shtealechem kodmin lekvasim. The bread that you bring on Shavuot comes before the sheep. Abaimahem kozeklal davar habab begin leyom kodem davar habab begin lechem. Because that which comes due to the fact that it comes on behalf of the day is more important than that which comes to accompany the meal offering. And right, in general, right, we have these type of lumdus in Psachim, right, at the end. Machlokes b'shel b'shamai, right? Do you say the yom first or hagafen first, right? How do you look at it? That, you know, does the gefen come because of the day? Come because of the kiddush, you know, etc. These types of svaras, what brought what along for the ride, as it were. Okay, I guess let's stop there because we have a Mishnah here and we're about 20 minutes and we'll be fine. Meaning it's Motzei Shabbos. We do Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday probably a short one if we do at all because it's Bedika and then we'll make the CM on Wednesday so everyone can make their own CMM. Okay.